feast of St. Maria Goretti. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with her. She was an Italian girl who lived on the farm with her mother. Her father had died. And back then it was very difficult to make a good living. And there was no way after the father had died for them to manage the farm, but Maria's mother had employed an adult man and a son, Alexander. Alexander was 17 years old. And unfortunately, Alexander was very, very weak, spiritually weak. Alexander waited for an occasion when Maria would be by herself back at the farmhouse, and he tried to lead her to sin. And when Maria said, "No, it's a sin, you go to hell for that," he said, "But no one is around, no one sees." He says, "God sees." This young man became very frustrated. He pulled out a knife and he told her, "I'm just going to ask you one last time. No one will see, no one will know." And Maria began to get very, very afraid, and she said, "Alexander, it's a sin, you go to hell." She tried to run from him, and he knocked her down in the kitchen, and he multiple times stabbed her in the chest. The beautiful thing about Maria is she is a martyr for purity. She would rather die than offend God, especially by mortal sin. Maria had a beautiful reality that she remembers. God is always watching us. Everything we do, everything we say, everywhere we go, even when we're by ourselves, God sees us. We can't hide anything from God. And also, she had this reality, there's a place called hell. Now, there are people in the world today, liberals, who even call themselves Christian, maybe even Catholic, who say, "Now, how could God, a loving, merciful God, sent anyone to hell forever?" Just have to remind them, if you search through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus talks about the fires of hell 15 times. Jesus, who is so meek and humble of heart, tells us of the reality that there are souls that go to hell. I think it's not by accident when Our Lady appeared at Fatima in July, this coming up July 13th, her July apparition, Our Lady took her hand and swept her hand like this, and the ground opened up, and those little children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, they saw a vision of hell. They were frightened beyond measure, horrified. The thought of those souls in an ocean of fire with demons, ugly demons. There is this place called hell. And there are souls in hell right now. And you know, they will never get out of hell. Forever and ever and ever. I have to tell you, I'm sure you've heard this story if you've heard me talk in the past. Sister Mary Grace, our second grade teacher, she prepared us for First Holy Communion, and she spent one class on hell. That if you die in mortal sin, you will go to hell. And I tell you, that's frightened me so much that when I went home and I prayed my night prayers, "Dear God, I do not want to go to hell." Can we compare anything to hell? Not really. There's no fire, there's no heat, there's no pain in this world, even comes close to it. But I'll give you a couple of examples. I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. I come home. It was a summer day, and my mom had made brownies. Wow, brownies. And she says, "Don't touch the brownies." Meaning, you know, take some brownies. I said, "Take the brownies." I said, "All for me." I was being a joker. It came right out of the oven. It was like Pyrex. Picked it up in my hand. Put it down. But I ever learned a lesson. I had blisters over my entire palms of my hands. Blisters just come right up. That's how tell you, it burned so bad. I just had to lay down and fall asleep. And when I woke up, my blisters were just, whole hands were just blistered. But that's nothing compared to heaven. I know that, was I a saint when I was growing up? No. I get into fights, I call people names. I argue with my brothers and sisters. But the one thing, when it came to the serious stuff, like really impure stuff that I sometimes people that I knew got involved with, I was thinking, you could go to hell for that. I remember one time, used to never go to the movies, couldn't afford it. I had better things to buy my, and I mow the lawn or I shovel snow, and I'd save the money and get important things like ammunition to go hunting or fishing gear or something like that. Important stuff. But one time, my friend across the alley, he had a birthday party. He wasn't Catholic, I don't think he was Christian, they never went to church, but I was invited to a birthday party in the alley. Free food, hot dogs, hamburgers, birthday cake. But we went to a movie. Man, I had probably went to, I can count on one hand how many movies I went to. But one of the things was that this movie was very, very bad. I was surprised we even got in. The first thing that came up, I put my head down like, that is really bad. And then I kept watching the movie, maybe it'll get better. Something else came up and I walked out of the theater. There's that element of human respect. Oh, your friends can make fun of you, they think about you to be too goody, or you're a sissy, or you're whatever. I said, I don't care. I don't care what those boys tell me. I don't care what they say. I'm not gonna offend God, I'm not gonna commit sin. I don't want to go to hell for this. The element of hell is often very, very important for us to remind ourselves, especially when we're struggling with regard to any sin, but especially sins of impurity, because the Blessed Mother said in Fatima, more souls go to hell for sins of impurity than for any other reason. Satan knows. He knows the weakness of men, and that's why he tempts us in that area. It's almost like, you know, when you go fishing, you have a good lure. Boy, this always works. I got a little jig with a green Mr. Twister, and I can catch the crappies one after the other. I just know. I got a Texas rigger with a nice broccoli worm and bass go crazy over that. Well, Satan knows what lures to throw out in purity. Because he knows our weakness. You know what the best thing we can do? Number one, we can't do it without God's grace. We can't overcome sin without God's grace. We need to pray. We need to receive the sacraments often, fervently. At the very top of the list, we need to avoid the occasions of sin. Any person, place, or thing that will lead us into temptation and sin. We need to avoid that. Let us remember, no matter how strong we think we are, or how devout and spiritual, we have the example of King David. In fact, yesterday, when we were praying the Divine Office, the breviary, part of the breviary is not just the Psalms, but we read from Scripture. We're reading from the Book of Kings. How King David, one of the holiest men of the Old Testament, was not careful about his eyes and he fell into sin. We have King Solomon, wisest man. I mean, his wisdom was like unbelievable and unimaginable how smart he was. But in the area of purity, he fell. He got involved with pagan women, and he built temples to their false gods, and he fell into idolatry. But one of the wisest men in the Old Testament. So let's not think ourselves anybody. We have to remind ourselves of our own human weakness. St. Peter tells us this, and we pray this in the Divine Office. This is the last part of the Divine Office compliment. Brethren, be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, knows a lot about, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, resist him, strong in faith. So on this feast of St. Maria Goretti, we can just admire her constancy, her fortitude. She'd rather die than offend God. And she warned that young man, Alexander, it's a sin to go to hell. She said, God sees. Those are important lessons for all of us that instill deep in our hearts. You know the amazing thing about this whole story about St. Maria Goretti? Alexander went to prison for many, many years. And while he was in prison, he was very hardened, very angry, very bitter. Priests would go to talk to him, and I don't want to talk to you, get out of here. I didn't ask for you to come. And then one day, he asked for a priest, and the guard said, are you joking? Are you kidding? You shunned them. You angrily yelled at them to get out. He said, no, I need to see a priest. Maria appeared to him one night, and dressed in a white robe, and she beckoned her murderer, Alexander, to follow her. And it all came to him. He was so ashamed. He was so humbled. He wanted to go to confession. When St. Maria Goretti was canonized by Pope Pius XII, what a wonderful thing. Her mother was there. And not only that, but after many years of being in prison, this elderly man, Alexander, her murderer, was there for her canonization. That is amazing. It shows the power of forgiveness, too. But let's remember this, how important it is that we think of those two things that Maria said. God sees, and there's a place called hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and